get your pencils and a fresh sheet of parchment, for Tinker Class is about to begin.
Welcome back to Tinker Class. It's day two, and we're ready to get this party started.
But first, if you missed yesterday's class, take a pause and go back and listen to yesterday's episode to catch up.
Don't worry, we'll be here when you come back.
This week, our project is inspired by our Wow in the World episode, Hug-O-Matic 3000 and the Future of Soft Robotics.
In this episode, we learned that scientists use something called biomimicry to create a new soft robot.
Biomimicry is when people solve problems using ideas found in nature.
In this case, scientists solved the problem of not being able to study fragile deep-sea jellyfish by creating a soft robot modeled after octopus tentacles.
And for the next 4 days, we're going to solve a problem in your home using biomimicry. This means you'll be trying to find inspiration from an animal characteristic or behavior.
To begin, your challenge is to identify a few problems in your home that you'd like to solve. Can't reach the top shelf to reach your old Halloween candy? Your paper airplane won't fly? Your shoes get soaked when you wear them in the pool?
Once you've identified your problems, think about the characteristics or behaviors of animals that could be copied as a way to solve one of those problems.
For example, as we learned in Hug-O-Matic 3000 and the Future of Soft Robotics, octopus tentacles have a long reach and a gentle grip.
Creating a soft robot with these octopus characteristics helped scientists solve the problem of how to delicately hold and study fragile deep-sea jellyfish.
So make a list of animals and their special behaviors and characteristics that could come in handy when solving a problem.
Once you have a list of problems and a list of animal characteristics and behaviors, see if you can identify a way to mimic or copy one of these animal characteristics to solve one of your problems.
Yeah, once you know what animal characteristic you want to use, look around your house to see if you have something that could help you mimic it. You know, like, for example, gecko feet. They're super sticky, they can climb walls. Could Velcro or super sticky tape help you accomplish the same thing? Try it out, and then meet us back here tomorrow for day three when we begin to create our biomimicry models. And grown-ups, if you'd like a printable to go along with these free daily project prompts, visit tinkercast.com/membership to find out more.
Thanks for tinkering with us. Now go forth and keep on wowing.